Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild and wonderful world of shadow work. Now, I know what you're thinking. Shadow work sounds kind of intense, right? Trust me, it doesn't have to be. We're not digging through ancient tombs or summoning mystical beings here. Unless that's your thing, then go for it. It's simply about taking a peek inside ourselves, acknowledging those parts we might usually try to hide, the insecurities, the fears, even the moments of anger or sadness. It's about embracing the whole package because, let's be real, honey, you can't fully shine if you're holding back any part of yourself. But why bother with all this inner exploration, you ask? Well, picture this. You've been carrying around a backpack filled with heavy stones. Those are your unresolved emotions and limiting beliefs. It gets harder to move forward, right? Shadow work is like taking those stones out one by one, feeling their weight, understanding their origin story, and eventually finding a way to release them. So get ready for today's quickie. 5 powerful takeaways to help you on your healing journey. First off, embrace the messy middle. Let's be honest, growth rarely feels like a smooth, linear path. It's more like an adventurous hike with unexpected twists and turns. There will be moments of bliss, breakthroughs that make you feel invincible, and then bam, a sudden dip into self-doubt or frustration. That's all perfectly normal. Don't beat yourself up for those messy middle periods. Just acknowledge them, breathe through them, and remember they are part of the process. Next, give yourself permission to feel. We've been conditioned to suppress our emotions, act tough, and push through anything that feels uncomfortable. But here's the truth. Emotions are your compass. Feeling sad? That tells you there's a need for comfort or self-care. Feeling angry? Maybe it's time to set some boundaries. Don't try to ignore or numb those feelings, embrace them. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even dancing it out can be incredibly helpful ways to process and release what's bubbling up inside. Number 3. Remember your worth. You are a magnificent, powerful being deserving of love, respect, and joy. Period. End of story. Sometimes our shadow work reveals those whispers of self-doubt that tell us otherwise. But listen carefully, because those voices are not the truth. They're just old stories we've been telling ourselves that need to be rewritten. Take time each day to remind yourself of your strengths, celebrate your accomplishments big and small, and visualize yourself living a life filled with purpose and happiness. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. Be your own best friend. Talk to yourself with kindness, understanding, and patience. You wouldn't be so hard on your bestie, right? So why subject yourself to that kind of negativity? Remember, healing is a journey, not a race. There will be bumps along the way, but that's okay. Treat yourself with the same love and support you would offer someone you care deeply about. And finally, be patient. This isn't a quick fix. It takes time to unpack those layers of baggage we've been carrying around. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that every step you take towards healing is a victory worth celebrating. So let me ask you this. Ever felt stuck in a cycle of negativity or self-doubt? You know that feeling when you're constantly comparing yourself to others, putting pressure on yourself to be perfect, and just generally feeling overwhelmed? Well, I'm here to tell you, honey, it doesn't have to be that way. Imagine this. You're at a bustling cafe surrounded by people going about their day. You catch someone's eye, maybe they're struggling with a coffee order, or they've got a book tucked under their arm that looks fascinating. In that moment, you see yourself in them, the hopes, the dreams, the struggles, and the triumphs. And instead of feeling competitive or envious, you feel a wave of empathy and connection. You realize that we're all on this journey together, navigating life's ups and downs, and supporting each other along the way can make all the difference. So there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to help you embrace your healing journey one step at a time. Remember, it's about progress, not perfection. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and never stop growing. Now go out there and shine bright, beautiful soul. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder that they're worthy of love, happiness, and wholeness. Until next time, keep those inner lights glowing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.